good morning or afternoon. The Tax Conference Committee will come back to order. And I think what we want to do is just kind of just have a couple of introductory remarks, and then we're going to go to recess. Senator Bach, did you get your bill done?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, Senator Bach has a bill up on the Senate floor pretty soon. So we just want to tell people, yes, everything is still in flux. I know a lot of people have a lot of pieces they're working on. We want everyone to get working and fast. Beyond that, we're going to take a recess. Senator Bach, you have any comments to proceed here?
We're chanting on the steps of the Capitol. Sine die. Senate, Madam Chair, is ready to go home.
As are we. I guess, what do you want to do, break for lunch and then come back in an hour and a half? We have the bill, and that's it.
The Conference Committee Report.
We have the bill, and that's it. And, you know, we should just be clear. Senator Bach and I should be clear that we were here very late into the night with all the staff who has been here all night, and they're all not here for a reason. They were allowed to go home and sleep for a little while, and they're all working again. So they're up drafting their little hearts out. So we told them as we kept moving the time down that they did not need to come for this first round because they are working diligently and everybody's very tired. So what do you want to do?
I think what we should clarify is the governor has raised over two pages of objections of what's in the bill. We've been trying to work with the governor's office to see if we could moderate some of those positions and which ones absolutely have to come out. To put some kind of a document together for the committee to consider based on the governor's objections. But I don't believe we have anything new in there that I can think of, at least.
It's small.
It's really just deletions of some of the things we did that the governor's raised some objections over. And we will hope to have the commissioner here to explain, I think, Madam Chair, we ought to have the administration explain why some provisions that this committee adopted came out.
Yes, I think we want the commissioner to go through why the governor will veto the bill over the various provisions that the conferees want. So everyone's got it on the record why they're not in there. I think the other thing is we don't have a spreadsheet yet. Again, the spreadsheet folks got a little bit of sleep and they're working now. So we don't have that yet either. So I think 2:30. Does that work for you?
Let's try that.
We're in recess till 2:30. Late, but we need to get going. We've got an aggressive agenda. Tax bill parameters. Take a minute and explain to people what's going on. The tax bill parameters. There is a deal on the tax bill. We have a lot of smaller provisions yet to negotiate over the next few hours. Big parameters, big items that have been the core of the debate for 3 weeks, and a hold up in the last number of days and the excruciating last number of hours have now been agreed to by Senator Bach, myself, Speaker Kelleher, so if we could just take a minute to lay out the parameters. Final offer, we're working on language on a lot of these pieces that was accepted by all sides. I think the best way is for Senator Bond to explain what the global agreement on the tax bill for 2008 is. Senator Bond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe, Madam Chair, we should start with the governor's veto letter.
Review.
Or we'd want to call.
We could get the commissioner on the record telling everybody all the things that
would be the best place to start, and then we'll talk about standing issues.
So, members, we can make available if you don't have it. But for the public walking through, we want to take a minute. Thank you. The commissioner can explain to all of us and to the public what items were not included that were either Senate provisions or House provisions that the governor would veto the tax bill over. So that would be appropriate.
Madam Chair. There's just a request from staff that people speak into the microphone so they can be heard.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, it might be helpful if we identify the document record here. Members, it's the document that says 2008 Omnibus Tax Bill, dated May 13th, 2008, 5 p.m. It starts with the following language. The following provisions are unacceptable or problematic, may jeopardize the signature of the bill. There's a list. I just want to get on the record, Commissioner, that this is the document that the governor sent to Representative Lincheski and myself.
Okay, so if we can, for the public, for the record, we want to copy for the public. We're following along. Lots of people have a lot of interest and a lot of information. We're first going to go through the ones that are not going to happen. So with that, Commissioner Ines, if you want to walk us through what was the negotiated agreement as it relates to the
taxpayers have agreed for $60 million in LJ 28.
Interest rates have agreed first. The administration has agreed a lot of problems with the property tax increases included in the bill, including the increases in the state federal property tax, both the rate and base changes, and eliminated from the bill. So the Minneapolis State Board has that problem too.
For northwest part of the state. To the governor's request.
The suspension of the investment tax credit for a period of 5 years was pledged
by the administration and removed from the bill.
All of the local options are not included in the report.
additional bond tax authority. Last of the visits, moving to the administration, moving to a relative tax law. Okay, so I think the next step we want to move to, we're gonna get to everything that's going in the bill. Eventually, we have some spreadsheet work to do and some more decisions to make when it changes. If we can have Senator Bach lay out and Senator Bach will speak in the next one. What are the negotiated agreements that we're going to do in the 20 minutes?
Madam Chair, one of, and some of this will be a little repetitive from what the commissioner said, but I was just writing down the, what I understand the agreement to be. One of the open issues was this conference committee's position of increasing the class rate on utilities. We all know what that issue was. The department would be changed the way they're assessed, and host communities were losing tax capacity. The governor was unwilling to change the class rates for the utilities, but he did agree. I don't have the exact language here. I believe it's about $4 million a year in permanent aid for the host cities and towns to replace that lost tax capacity. I believe, Commissioner, we talked about if a community lost more than 5% of their tax capacity, they would qualify for this aid. Is that right, Commissioner? We don't know the exact cost.
Senator Bach, that's what I understand. I'm still confused. I'm not sure about where we're going. Outstanding issue about where the Red Wing situation. I know that staff have run a couple of different options, and whatever options Senator Bach and Madam Chair you are comfortable with is fine with the administration. But I think the $4 million ballpark was agreed upon.
And then on the levy limit, I think the commissioner indicated 3.9% for 3 years. There's an additional provision tied to that that says if any of the LGA or county program aid in the bill, any of the aids or credits in the bill are, that for any reduction, any unallotment in those programs, local governments would be given a levy back provision on that lost aid. Commissioner mentioned the LGA is $60 million, the county program aid is $20 million. The House has $25 million to spend. I believe they indicated all or most of that would be spent on property tax relief through the PTR program, but that was left open for the House to decide how to spend that money.
Senator Bach, can I just, did you say 60 LGA? I think it's 40 LGA,
oh,
20
I'm
county.
Sorry. I'm sorry, 40. 40 LGA, 20 county program aid. That's correct, Commissioner. Thank you. And then on the aids and credits, in fiscal year 11, there's a 2% inflation, and in fiscal year 12, there's a 4% inflation. Commissioner mentioned the deed taxes in Hennepin and Ramsey County with the 5-year sunset in the bill. This conference committee is going to carry, and Madam Chair, I don't remember the exact wordage, but it was commonly referred to as the Ameriprise provision. That language is going to be carried in this bill, and mutual fund apportionment, I think we called it. The language will be carried in this bill. The money is going to be carried in the finance bill. That's file 18.
Wow.
There is going to be a provision in here to provide for a tax credit for military service, disabled military, and for career military with over 20 years of service, and it's capped at $1,000 a year, I believe, Madam President.
Senator Bach, I think that's 750 a year.
750.
The maximum is 750, correct?
Okay.
You can reconsider that if you want, about 750.
You want to blow the tails off?
No, we're.
It's 750 per year.
That's correct, Senator.
And it starts to phase out at 30,000 in adjusted gross income. What we talked about.
That's correct.
And then the only other provision I think that was outstanding that we discussed with the governor is on the Mall of America. governor was very uncomfortable about the funding provisions that paid for the bonds. And we actually spent quite a bit of time talking about that. He felt that the negotiating power wasn't equally divided between the developers or owners of the mall as it relates to a relationship with the city of Bloomington. And he insisted that where the bill had a local sales tax at the mall somewhere between 0% and 1%. It was clear to everybody that the mall had been modeling a revenue stream to pay the debt service on the bonds at 0.25%. The governor wanted a floor that local sales tax at the mall. So what we have in the bill is a floor local sales tax on the mall property of 0.5%. The city does have the authority to go above that up to 1%, but a floor of 0.5%. In addition to that, the governor did not want to give the city the authority to authorize a food and beverage tax outside of the mall. So the food and beverage tax in the bill will be on the mall campus only. And the lodging tax is authorized across the entire city if the city wishes to impose it that way. Is that how you recollect the conversations with the governor?
Yes, I think there's a little more detail on the number of them that we get from the county.
Well, Madam Chair, some of the language we don't have yet. We just kind of got an agreement in principle. We'll be working on that. But I should say, the mall, the governor insisted that the mall not have a theater. So no live entertainment at the mall. The governor was very insistent on that, that had to come out. And then on the levy limits, we did agree to an additional exemption outside of the levy limit for closure costs, for costs in the city of Minneapolis and Hennepin County related to the bridge collapse, unreimbursed costs. And I believe we agreed, and we don't have the exact language, that any costs over and above the previous year related to police and fire costs would be also outside of the levy.
Senator Bach, I concur. I think there's two different variations of the last special levy, and it's obviously within your purview to decide which one you're more comfortable with. I think one is a little more limiting than the other, but I defer to you.
Caution people that
the fact that we will review these things in the
room
doesn't mean that wide open for negotiation or that we're getting this thing done. Anything that needs to change is going to take a lot of effort at this point for anybody to get through this agreement. We are motivated to get the tax bill pulled up into the floor as soon as we can. I think we can request the tax moratorium. For an extension, they can
Well, thank you for reminding me around the sales tax more time. The governor really wanted to, encouraged us strongly to do that. So that's kind of where we find ourselves.
I think the best use of everyone's time is now everybody has a lot to do. Take a very short recess. Senator Bach and I need to work on spreadsheet quickly to understand some changes. But our staff has a lot of Senator Bach, I don't know what I'm thinking is, if everybody's clear on this, we'll do an author's amendment to this house file.
Madam Chair, I want to concur with Senate Counsel. I think bringing a House file up to the floor would be open for amendment. Could get more tired.
I would just make a personal request that folks try to work with the conferees directly and not PC all the staff now. They're going to have a lot of work and they're as tired as everyone else. So unless you get approval here, please don't approach the staff. They have a lot to speak directly to the Senate conferees. Anyone have anything you need to know now for what we're going to do? We're going to try to take a 20-minute recess. We're on recess.
Sure.
Well, I think, Madam Chair, perhaps the first thing to say is that we're going to modify the conference committee report that the committee adopted earlier to reflect the changes that were described at the previous meeting when the Commissioner of Revenue went through and indicated all of the provisions that were to be removed from the conference committee report because of the governor's objections. What we're going to do now is to go through some additional provisions, and the second thing is that all of the provisions that had additional money cost beside that have been taken out, will be taken out of the conference committee report, other than the materials, the matters you described earlier, and now we'll go through the additional provisions that we're going to add back that have money cost. And then once we're through with that, if you'll move to adopt those matters and then direct the staff to draft a report that reflects that, we'll proceed to do that.
Madam Chair, there were a couple of items that were in the bill that, as we recall, there hadn't been specific decisions made on that you decided just now to include, one to include in the bill, and that was the seasonal restaurants that had been included in the seasonal rec category. That would be in with the effective date of Pay 09. And then an item that was in the bill that will be removed because it was related to the St. Louis County mortgage and deed tax. That was a provision that would have required St. Louis County to levy the amount that was not made up by the mortgage and deed tax for the purpose of paying debt service on bonds that were issued to construct a sewer system. That will be removed from this draft.
And some other provisions, the sales tax exemption for affordable housing delayed until June, till sales after June 30, 2009. The reduction in the class rate on the lower tier of ag homestead from 0.55 to 0.5. And there's going to be a modification in the utility replacement formula to lower the threshold to 4%. That's a $120,000 cost. The exemption for the North Star rolling stock delayed so that the cost occurs in 2010 and 11. And the Itasca Public Radio in the current biennium capped at $223,000. And then the exemption for the Central Corridor construction materials, again, delayed until 2010 and 11, so that all the cost is in the next biennium, and capped at what's left on the bottom line, which the fiscal analysts will calculate that. We've got a few more numbers to calculate to determine exactly what that number is, but it's less than, a little bit less, just a little bit less than the total cost of that exemption.
And then there will be an addition to the levy limits provision that would, for the time when the levy limits are in effect, would essentially suspend any requirements having to do with maintenance of effort or matching matching expenditures for counties during the time when the levy limits are in. There will be additional expenditures for aids to counties of $2 million in 10 and an additional $2 million in 11, and the same additional amounts for cities in those 2 years as well. And then I believe you were authorizing us to put the study of the acreage for the town aid into this as well. For the potential town aid. The town aid itself is not going to be included here. Yeah.
I think that's all that we have on our list.
Senator Bach, there was all the motions that you've heard about discussion.
Madam Chair, Ms. Soff, I didn't hear you mention the changes that the department was asking for with regard to bovine TB.
Madam Chair, right, Senator Scoy, are you referring to the change where we reinstated the statewide application? I think that was agreed to earlier in the meeting. So that, the income tax credit will apply statewide, but the amount for corporate filers and sub-S filers will be half of the other amount. And then we removed the property tax credit for the elk areas.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure it was done.
Madam Chair, a couple of other items that I just realized, one that I realized and one that Ms. Manzi pointed out, just to clarify so everybody understands because I don't think this was discussed before, the increase in the credit for soldiers who are in combat zones is increased, and the exemption for the drill pay for the guard is in. And the last thing is that pursuant to the health care reform provisions, we have the credit, which has been redrafted to essentially be combined with the grant program that bill has and will be administered by the Commissioner of Commerce, will also be in.
We did. Did we have that on?
Madam Chair, when the commissioner was talking, there was some discussion that there might be a question with regard to Red Wing and the utility transition money. Has that been resolved, that Red Wing is included?
Madam Chair, I believe it has been resolved. They are in.
Just wanted to clarify.
Here, so
this is the Senator Bach's motion that bring all of these items into the discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Like legislative.
What else do you have, Senator Bach?
Report, but we don't do that, so I don't think it's just the facility.
Yes.
I think we want to see the spreadsheet.
Don't we need the
change?
Don't we need to move the change as agreed to?
When you did Ameriprise, you moved on the same way. When you move the sheets and all, that's what I seem to recall.
I don't believe so.
Well, you move something related to this and all.
Yeah.
Better ask.
So we didn't put that.
Maybe she knows.
But I'll give Brandon a call.
Well,
do it again.
Picking up things and send us notes to the center.
Madam Chair, Representative Marquardt and I were just discussing the small tweak that we had to the LGA formula. Madam Chair, Representative Marquardt and I were just visiting to make sure that we had the small change to the LGA formula taken care of where we were modifying the
toll take burr. Jeff, we need to make that motion. So,
Madam Chair, we adjusted the minimum need
from 292
here from 290 to 285, and we adjusted the
regional center
from 40 to $34. And those were the two.
40 to 34%.
40 to 34%.
Marquardt and Senator Scoy.
Aye.
Madam Chair, I earlier talked about a list of things that were going to be discussed with the governor, and maybe I could repeat them and move them. So I would move language on the host cities or the new aid for them, which is slightly less than $4 million in first year and then a little over $4 million in the years after that. The levy limit 0.9% for 3 years, and with a caveat that if LGA is unallotted or reduced, that local units of government can levy back that portion they lost. 40 million in LGA, 20 million in county program aid. The house has, the house is 25. Inflation in the aids and credits of 2% in fiscal year 11 and 4% in fiscal year 12. And the fee taxes for Hennepin and Ramsey County, the mayor price, what do we call that again? The fund apportionment. Language is carried here, the money is carried in House File 1812, and then the military service tax credit for disabled and career military at a cap of $750 per individual, and on the Mall of America, funding mechanism, a local option sales tax at the mall from what was previously in the bill at 0 to 1%. Setting a floor at 0.5% and giving the city the flexibility to go up to 1%, removing the authorization for the city to impose a food and beverage tax outside of the mall property in the rest of the city, but they continue to have that authority on the mall property, and then a local sales tax moratorium for 2 years, but allowing for communities that have currently have one. Extended. Those are the provisions that we worked through with the governor, and I council be given flexibility to language drafted and adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Bach, if you could just clarify, state the number.
It is, the levy limit is 3.9% for 2 years.
Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I would move the House research memo at Dalton dated May 18th. Subject of special levies allowed under current levy limits and new levies in the bill. There are 1 through 17, and then the additional ones that will be outside of the levy limit for locally managed government pension funds, county health and human service costs related to decreased federal funding, increased costs of securing and maintaining, demolishing, foreclosing, and abandoned housing in cities, allow Minneapolis to recoup reimbursed leasing costs associated with the bridge collapse. Costs of police and fire, and recoup losses of unallowed city or county aids and credits. And those are all outside of
Yes.
I hope that the conferees all enjoy the first my campaign account for the cost of those.
And we're going to make sure that today, before we get here, that the commissioner and Mr. Manson
get one, and all of the House staff.
And we have plenty more.
It's not in the building, so the Senate
staff will get them sometime later
next week. But
enjoy them.
Manager, I have one other thing. I was thinking about what might be the next big project that this committee takes on. I wanted to just kind of share with you kind of my thought about maybe what might be our next big project, give you a little memento that I picked up. Each of the conferees, each of the conferees, a Minnesota Vikings logo golf. I think we're going to be spending a little time talking about that. You know me, I like to build things. Hopefully, enjoy this. Don't lose it right away. Put it on your coffee table in your office, because I think we're going to be spending a little more time talking about this. But, Madam Chair, let me just say, I wish all the people that have worked so hard, small project, the best of luck in developing that project. If you're successful in accomplishing that, it's by a lot of sort of residents and improve the lives of a lot of people. It's been a lot of hard work, and not on my part, but a lot of people are on this building to get us to this point. Very much looking forward to going to the drone.
Anyway,
enjoy the Vikings balls. I got one for everybody. Eric, would you like to be in the House office?
Yeah.
If you're looking for an office on the House side, unless
Mr. Wolf comes to the House office.
Wow. The governor by then.
I'm
going to
unveil one of my
long.
No, I got one.
Rutgers? Tom Hillstrom?
Did I miss anybody?
Madam Chair.
Absent.
Mr. Bach, this is the second year in a row that I've had the privilege of serving on the Tax Conference Committee. And it's the second year in a row that I've walked away with a golf ball. And if we keep up both of those trends, I eventually may have to actually take up the game of golf. Just to have something to do.
With that, with the balls, you'll never get on the first green. I'm sure I've enjoyed the gym.
Salmon and
7 o'clock, and I believe during the committee and hand the gavel over to the Senate. I'd like to do that out of here, and I'll explain to you why. Call the Tax Conference Committee back to order. It is now Sunday. And I wanted to do that, Madam Chair, because I want you to have the opportunity to move this Conference Committee report that contains the Mall of America.
I think I moved it last year and it didn't get
scaled. I just want to make sure that you get an opportunity to do that, because I'm pretty sure you'll come to the groundbreaking with Yeah, everybody needs to see the spreadsheet. But maybe let's. Tim Daphne, I'll start with you. Let's just visit.
What are you doing this morning, Mr. Chair?
We're going to wait for the spreadsheet. Any plans for the summer?
Well, busy summer with the kids. Girls going to baseball camp. Both kids are going to a Y camp. A number of projects like that. We'll be going up to Eden. Again, this summer we spent a week at a YMCA family camp.
Captain Art?
You got it. Last summer, enjoyed it. Coming back. That was our first year. Going back this summer as well. Maybe squeeze in a thing or two else, but that's enough to keep our family busy.
Representative Conan?
Well, I think it will be a busy summer, Chair. My kids will play baseball. Go to Boy Scout camp, church camps, Farmers Union camps, and then between those, we like to go fishing in Otter Tail County, so we'll be heading out there to do some fishing. So I think it'll be a busy summer.
Mr. Chair, there'll be door knocking, parades to attend, a little bit of time at the lakes, and sleep. At least I'm thinking of that right now. But I do seriously, on a serious note, want to thank both chairs here who I think we have witnessed directly the hard work and effort that they have and long, long hours that both of you have put in. So on behalf of the rest of the committee, conference committee members, thank you for your hard and excellent work. I think we have a very, very good tax bill. So thank you.
Senator Hillstrom? Summer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, let me first start by saying this was my first tax conference committee, and it has been a wild ride. It has been an enjoyable experience, although it's been late into the evenings many, many nights. I do want to thank you for the excellent leadership that you've both displayed, as well as the other conferees. My summer plans will be law school summer classes, as well as my parents are taking the entire extended family to Hawaii for a week in August. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, I've forgotten what I'm going to do this summer. So I think with a little bit of sleep, I'll remember. But I wanted to say that for as long as I've been on the Tax Conference Committee, even though he has never formally been appointed to the Tax Conference Committee, there's a certain member of the House who is very present in the Tax Conference Committee. And last year, I started keeping track of how many times his name was uttered in the Tax Conference Committee, even without him being here. And I thought about it again last week when we were here, and in just one day, we spoke his name 38 times in the tax conference. And so I know that your sixth member didn't come, but I think that in spirit there was another sixth member in the room. And that person is Representative Rukavina. We mentioned his name 38 times in one day. So I thought that since, even though he's not formally a member of the conference committee, he is so present. So I'm going to unveil to the Tax Conference Committee, I believe, Representative Rukavina's plan for me this summer.
Good.
Tommy and me tickets for 20 cents. And because we are short, that we will be on one ticket. No disrespect to my chair.
But what's even more important
is the fact that as leaders, we see eye to eye.
We don't short children's songs.
That's what. So later on today, I hope you all help me unveil.
Representative Rookaby. When he approached me, I was hoping he would say, because I was smart, you know, sassy, capable. But he came and said, we're going to be on the same ticket because I looked around and you're the only one shorter than me. So in that spirit, I'm announcing our ticket.
Well, Mr. Chair, I've got a little travel planned with my partner and with my dad. My dad and I are taking a trip together to New Orleans. But the highlight is going to be this fall. We're going to go to Argentina. Partner and his whole family, his niece lives down there in Buenos Aires with her husband. And we're going to spend about 2 weeks down in Argentina. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. They have good steak down there, too, I hear. A lot of good beef. So we'll eat well.
It's baseball fields and hockey arenas this summer. That's all we have planned for this weekend. They're camping. The only trip we have planned. And we'll be inching our way towards Sunday's Road District for my play for the camping. That's about it.
Oh, but you're in the Senate.
Well, in the Senate, and that camping trip is over the 4th of July, which is normally the big parade. I'm unfortunately missing the parade.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Mr. Chair, I've gone south for the winter again. Not quite as far as I should, but the vacation is over now. I got to head home. By Monday, I'll have my work boots and jeans and back to the real job. I'm looking forward to a good summer. Ed's going to have a good year this year.
The senator, are you going to get in this election? Over 65?
I got 72.
Hit the first time you ran.
Oh, I.
Chair is going to go to the tomorrow and start using my bowl. It hasn't been out of the bowl house yet. And then I'm going to come back down here and go to the ribbon cutting on the new Thompson West Data Center. $60 million project. And there I'm going to go back home and go to Canada and my cabin for a week and relax. Basically, thanks to the people that helped me. June 18th, I'm going on an adventure.
Really?
June 18th, I'm going to South Africa with my wife for about 12 days or something. Seventh, I'm going to spend some time keeping out, looking around, and on a 7-day safari. So, kind of excited about that. You don't get that many opportunities in life to do something that you really don't quite know what to your expectations. By the end of summer, I may be retired from the Carpenters Union. I actually have been in the Carpenters 31 years. It'll be 32 years in June, and I ordered my pension paperwork. Certainly by the time we get into session next week, title in the book.
Okay, Well, are we going to see legislation exempting carpenters' pensions next year?
I hope we've, Madam Chair, I hope, Senator Scoy, I hope we've avoided the word pension and retirement in the military language. We want to set some precedent that this legislature is going to exempt people's retirement. That would be a slippery slope to start going down. The spreadsheet, members, do we all have it? Make some copies for public. Madam Chair.
Not for staff now, but my understanding is more to the public.
Representative Hillstrom.
Mr. Chair.
Was this a little adventure on this committee, what you expected? You just came on an adventure, much like I'm going to go on South Africa, and then you probably didn't know quite what to expect.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. It was an adventure, and it was a pleasant one, and I hope to repeat it again.
We'd like to have you back. We had one country that didn't return from last year, and this year we had a quitter on your side, so. Representative Hillstrom, we'd like to have you back next year.
Mr. Chair.
Start walking through this.
Yep. They're ready.
Why don't we have our fiscal analyst come up to the desk? And members, I think you're going to be pleased with the spending in here when you consider that this is a year with $935 million deficit and about $1 billion deficit in the tails. I think they're going to be pretty pleased with the amount of work we were able to get. We'd like to start.
Madam Chair, Representative Senator, on the first page of the spreadsheet, I'm just going to be going through the newest items on the spreadsheets. If you'd like more detail, please stop me and I can provide that. On lines 11 through 14, on page 1, you see the veterans credits showing in fiscal 10 and 11. The credits, there is a veteran tax credit, an active military combat zone credit, and a military pay subtraction. The combination of those are a cost of $32.7 million in 10 and 11. On line 20, roughly around line 26, the mutual fund service providers income apportionment was added to the spreadsheet. It's $2.8 million, and those numbers are in brackets because they're being carried by a different bill. The cost is being carried by a different bill.
And Mr. Chair and members, I'd also point out on line 21, there's a limited health insurance tax credit, also in brackets at $1.76 million, and that also is being carried in a different bill, although the language is in our Senate file bill.
I'm sorry, 1.46.
I'm not sure what I said. I meant 1.46.
Thank you.
And then on the next page, actually, this is just the June accelerated, and nothing is new. So then we move on to page 3, and the items that are included in the sales tax exemption are the 8.5 for a combination of North Star and Central Corridor. We included the sales tax exemption for the emergency response vehicles. And we included the sales tax exemption for the low-income housing, although that was the item that where the implementation was pushed out a year, and the exemption for the radio public safety. That was we used that to pick up what was on the bottom line, so that's just a one-time refund. That is everything that was on that page that was newer, a commitment to fund.
Moving to page four, we're taking a look at the expenditure side of the spreadsheet right now. There is no homestead credit state refund. If you go to line, I'll call it between 104 and 105, you'll see the enhanced property tax refund with a threshold at 3.5% and maximum refund increased by 27.5%. Total amount there is $45.9 million. Further on down the spreadsheet, line 114, you'll see the farm class rate change for first-tier homesteads at $730,000. And then the two bottom items at the bottom of the page include White Community Hospital and Northwest HRA levy. Continuing on to page five with property taxes, the first line, 121, you'll see the LCTS, that is the, what do we call that, the judicial decision at 208. Further on down, we have the homestead property valuation exclusion for veterans for 2 years. That's a negligible impact. The next one is a Senate item on 133.
Line 133 is the retired employee health benefits extension date for $59,000. And then moving down into the local aids article, the first three lines that you see there on I believe it's 146 and 147, it's the utility transition aid. And on the first line for the cities and counties and towns at 6.2, and then the item right below that was the special one that we just added tonight, and I can't remember who that's.
Oh, Representative Coonan. Coonan. Right.
And
that particular item that's an additional aid is because of the 4% threshold wasn't being picked up by the previous line's offer, and so it was somewhat enhanced for a small amount of money.
And then right on the bottom of that page, the very last line, you can see the $42 million each year put into LGA for $84 million. And on the line after that is the inflation at 2%. And then proceeding down to county aid at $22 million a year, $44 million for the biennium, and the inflation factor right after that.
Just for clarification purposes, lines 152 through 155 include Crookston, Browns Valley, Spring Lake Park, and Mendota. Those are all contained within the LGA appropriation.
And members, Pine County on line 164 is also included in the county formula appropriation. And then right below that, we have the county program aid, transition aid made permanent. And for 08-09, we show $500,000 going to Beltrami County outside of the formula one time.
One more item that is notable is line 173. This is the property tax refund interaction for both local aids and the levy limit at a 3.9%. Amount over a period of 3 years. That impact is approximately $10.8 million in cost savings.
And at the bottom of the page on line 183, 84, 85, and following around to the very top line on the next page is a slight restructuring of the bovine TB property and income tax credit. And the way those were redesigned, they end up costing $28,000 each year for a total of $56,000.
Okay. And rounding out the expenditure side of the spreadsheet are the other appropriations included, and these are all in fiscal 09, including the VOS database. the taxpayer assistance grants, the DOR survey on assessment for nonprofit institutions, and the DOR appropriation for industrial special use property. Oh, one more thing. Department of Administration, there's some money in there for the Land Management Information Center.
Well, the bottom line then, you can see in 08-09, we're leaving $141 million on the bottom line to be used in the deficit reduction efforts. And for 10 and 11, we spend $46.5 million. And then following is...
Members, on page 7, continuing on the bottom of page 7, around line 280, there is a provision for the tax on intra-city bus registration. The cost is negligible. On the next line, there is an exemption for motor vehicle registration tax for vehicles used for disaster response. The cost is negligible. On the next page 8, line 283, there is an exemption for spotter trucks that cost us $75,000 to the Highway User Tax Distribution Fund and $150,000 in the tails. Line 287, there's a cost to the Trunk Highway Fund for the aggregate production tax rate increase. It is $1,074,000 in fiscal 08 and 09 and $2.7 million in fiscal 10 and 11. Then finally, there are two more provisions on lines 301 and 302. These are costs to the motor vehicle sales tax. There is an emergency response vehicle exemption that is a cost of $5,000 in 08-09 and $10,000 in fiscal 10 and 11. And finally, there is an exemption for charitable organizations holding a Minnesota vehicle dealer license, and that cost is negligible in 08-09 and a cost of $16,000 in 10 and 11. And that is it.
Thank you, members. Very much, staff. Questions, members? Teske. Chesky Moore. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No. Motion fails. Members, thank you all very much. Get a signature page. On the, I think the House is going in at
One.
The Senate at two. The Senate members, Representative Chesky, if you kind of hang on to the report when you get it, maybe we'll swing the Senate members by the chamber about one to sign the report. Is that okay? Turn.
Thank you.